It does seem from the statistics we've got so far that people with learning difficulties do seem to be targeted for longer periods. And in some ways, one might also say groomed by so-called friends. And this has come to be called mate crime, which is not a very nice term, but kind of describes people being targeted by so-called friends. Having said that, you know, wheelchair users also get attacked a lot. So do people with autism and so on. So we don't really know because the statistics are still being compiled. But I do think that people with learning difficulties get targeted in a particular kind of way.
And Mike, what's been your experience of this?
OK, so when we did the research on this, we found that actually there just wasn't enough evidence to get a clear pattern because forces aren't recording different impairment types properly. As well as learning disability, people with mental health conditions often get targeted. But in fact, there's a really wide spectrum and people with all kinds of impairments are targeted, and particularly people with dual equality strands. For example, you're black and you're disabled, or you're gay and you're disabled. We're often particularly sought out for targeting. What we do know, though, is that the massive underreporting clearly doesn't tell a true picture. And forces like the Metropolitan Police, who've been doing quite a lot of work to get the reporting numbers up, are actually seeing a much broader range of impairment types coming through on increased reporting. So I think, actually, the answer is we need to do more work to find out, really, what the real spread is.
And has there been much research as to why this idea of mate crime exists? What prompts an able-bodied person to befriend a person with a disability and then abuse and exploit them, either mentally or physically or both? Do you have any insight into this?
I mean, we're still waiting for the first perpetrator analysis work to be published, in fact.
Well, what's your opinion, though? What would you say it could possibly be down to?
Mate crime specifically?
Yes.
Well, in the cases that I looked at in scapegoats, and obviously that was just a small number of cases, you saw people being targeted. I mean, often actually men being targeted by women, which is quite unusual for hate crime. So it wasn't the same as other forms of hate crime. And it would start off as sort of one form of crime and evolve over time, which was unusual as well. So you might start off, targeting someone perhaps for money. And this is something that Mike and his team also identified at the Equality Commission. It was kind of cuckoo crimes, I think you called it, where you'd start off kind of robbing someone of medication and money, but that would evolve into something much more sinister over time. So the motivation itself can vary over time.
What steps should we be taking from the outside to try and do something about it?
Okay, well, there's a whole range of things you can do. For example, you can help the individual, your friend, understand what's happening to them, because lots of people just didn't realise that what was happening to them was hate crime. They just thought it was part of the day-to-day reality of living life as a disabled person. You can help them report it to the police. There are third-party hate crime reporting schemes all around the country. There are other organisations. There are national phone lines that you can do to report them. If you're really concerned about someone's safety, you can help report to social services as well. There's a whole range of things, but people do need to take action.
The reason why I think police are so confused about disability hate crime still, and to a certain extent domestic violence, crimes against women, is that they happen in the home when so-called carers steal from them or abuse them, or so-called friends groom them. Maybe grooming's a better word, as Mike said earlier, with mate crime. Maybe we need to use the word grooming more. So I think that's why we're getting so much confusion about what is a disability hate crime, and that's why police still aren't actually taking those cases forward and getting successful prosecutions.
Well, the National Crime Survey for 2012, it recorded 65,000 disability hate crimes. 65,000. Yet only 1,700 were reported to police, and there were only 621 prosecutions. Now, on the face of it, that doesn't sound very successful. Mike?
On those numbers, what they're basically saying is that 34 out of 35 crimes don't get reported because people either think that they won't be responded or it can't be responded. And that's borne out time and time again by the wider criminal justice system failing to recognise what's happening as hate crime, failing to investigate it as such, failing to prosecute it as such, and even when it is prosecuted, failing to get what's called Section 148 uplifts, the penalty for disability hate crime. So the whole system at the moment is working in a way that doesn't give disabled people confidence to report in the first place, because they're just putting themselves potentially in an even more vulnerable position by making a big deal about it.
So what can be done to bring the disability hate crime figures down
This does all seem very, yeah, irredeemably grim. Is there any hope out there? Can you help us on this level?
Bizarrely, I would rather see the numbers go up to start with, so at least it would focus the authorities' attention that this is a real problem and that they would appropriately apply resources and attention.
Labour has spoken about this problem recently, and I know the government have done in the past as well. Is this something that the government need to be taking charge of?
The thing with this is it's a really, really complex problem. It's ingrained in the way that society understands and values disabled people in the first place, and it's going to take a long time to change the outcomes. When we did our report, the Hidden in Plain Sight report, in 2011, and 1 year later, the Out in the Open report, we came up with a list of about 40 or 50 recommendations for central government, for national organisations, and for local areas as well. And aligned to that on the EHRC website is the action plans that about 40 or 50 national organisations have published to say this is what we are going to do about this over the next few years. The important thing is that everyone needs to read those and understand what they are. So when they're talking to the local politicians or the local council people, they can say, well, hold on, you've committed to do this thing, to change this problem.
Well, what have the government actually said? I mean, because we're not all going to be able to read the report. So what are we going to be asking our politicians to do?
Well, the Law Commission are currently doing a review on whether the legal framework is correct, and the police are doing education and training to their officers on how to understand and recognise better. Social service departments are trying to be more joined up in the way that they recognise and protect and support people to lead equal lives. Housing departments need to think more carefully about where you give disabled people housing to make sure that they're properly supported to be inclusive. And social behaviour teams have to work more thinkingly to look for patterns of behaviour and look for repeat victims. So there's a whole joined up web of solutions that need to happen together.
Catherine?
I would welcome the proposal by the Labour Party to bring in a specific offence. You know, the Disability Hate Crime Network, of which I'm one of the coordinators, that we've just submitted to the Law Commission, saying that we welcome that. I'd like to see aggravated offences in the same way in which we have aggravated offences for racial crimes. I'd like to see the same ones for disability. And now I think there's room for an incitement offence, incitement for disability hatred. I think those things are now, you know, the time is right for those, but we need all those other things that Mike just talked about as well.